The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yevamis Daf Kof Yud. The Gemara and this Daf brings on a story. Hahi Uvdo Dahavdi Ben Norash. There was this story in the city of Norash. The Ikdash Akishi Kitano. There was somebody who married a girl. When she was young, her brother or her mother married her off. And she had this type of marriage like we discussed in previous blatter. The Gadla. Then she grew up, she became a Gadoila, she became Bas Mitzvah. The Oisve Abi Kursaya. And the husband set up for her a real marriage. He was going to marry her, a regular marriage. V'os Achrina V'chot Famine. Before even the Gemara assumed at this point, before he even married her, somebody else came along and grabbed her away. In other words, somebody else did a real kiddushin to her. So the Gemara says, these two Amiram of Biruna and Yabchananu, the Talmidim of Rav, were there. They said she does not need a get from the second one, that the second person that made a kiddushin with her. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is wondering why not. So how could it be? What do you mean if the first one's marriage is only a derabbanan marriage, a rabbinical marriage, and another one comes along and makes a deraisa marriage, then the second deraisa marriage, the second marriage, which is deraisa, should prevail, it should be chal, it should be valid, and the only way for this lady to be mutter to anyone else other than that second husband, it should be only if that second one gives a get. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa, Benorash Mintzav Nesivi V'Hoda Oisva Beker Sahaya. Gemara answers that really he made a Kiddushin before he set up this whole Beker Sahaya, before he was making this Chasana or whatever Chuppah it was with his wife that used to be a girl and now grew up. Before that he already made a Kiddushin with Bia and he already really made a halachic, the Raisa, biblical kiddushin with her, and that's why the second one's kiddushin it was invalid. The next, that's the first teretz of the Gemara. If Ashi says a different teretz, really, the first husband did not do any the Raisa kiddushin with her. And really, Minatoira, the second person's kiddushin was chal, was valid. And therefore, what should happen is that Minatoira, the only way she should be able to be motet to marry anyone else would be, should be through a get. Nevertheless, afki inu, who also shalei kagin tifich also by shalei. Since this second husband did something improper, therefore the Chachamim did with him something improper, something not regular. Since he went ahead and grabbed away this lady from her appropriate husband, so therefore Chazal paid him back, and v'afki'inu Rabbanan l'kidushi mineh. The Rabbanan invalidated his marriage. Even though the Raiser, biblically, he has a marriage, Chazal used their power, the rabbis used their power to invalidate that marriage. We can understand how the Rabbanan invalidated the marriage if he used money. Because, it says Rashi, then Bezin have the power to, we know Hefke Bezin, Hefke Bezin has a power over people's money. They can make that the money that he gave her was not considered his. They could take it away from him. And if the money he gave the lady wasn't his, that will in turn invalidate the marriage. Kaddish b'biyamai, but if he made a kiddushin with having relations with her, so how is it possible for the Rabbanan to invalidate the marriage? So it's a question in how to learn the Gemara. The way Rashi says, what could they do, or would they, some explain, would they do, what would they do? Chazal l'chayr wouldn't want to invalidate such a marriage. And the Gemara answers, Shavu Rabbanan bilas bilasnos. Yes, the Rabbanan were willing to make his bia into biasnos. Although the only way for the Rabbanan to be mevatel the kiddushin, to invalidate the kiddushin, is only by them creating that relation was a znus. Even so, the Rachamim invalidated the marriage by making the relation into a biasnos. From here we see a tremendous concept which we see in many Gemaras, especially in Seder Noshim, that there were certain instances where the Rabbanon invalidated a marriage. After Inu Rabbanon the Kiddushim Minei, the Chacham took away the marriage. It's only in select cases. The Chachamim took away the marriage. There were some poiskim that wanted to use this concept for a very practical, perhaps not so common, but a practical case. There was a story back in the times of the Masham where there was a lady that allegedly her husband died. Two edim, two valid witnesses testified that they saw her husband died or got killed, and they testified in front of Beis Din, and relying on that she got remarried to another. After she got married to her second husband and had some children, the first husband showed up. Obviously there was some mistake, the testimony of the witnesses was incorrect. And the problem was, the halacha is that what happens in such a case is, although she made a mistake, it wasn't purposely, it wasn't intentional, nevertheless, she's not allowed to stay married to the first husband, nor to the second husband, because it turns out that she's a married woman, that violated the prohibition of having relations with another man. She's a married woman, married to the first husband, who had relations with another man. And therefore, in such a case, she's prohibited to the first husband, prohibited to the second husband, and all the children that she had from the second husband are mamzerim. Being that the poskim felt very bad for her, they were trying to find for her some way to make these children ois mamzer. Here there was a lady who seemingly did her best to follow the halacha. There were two witnesses that testified that her first husband died, and she had to move along in life, and so she remarried. And then it turned out that she's stuck from all ends, no husband, and the worst of all is that her children are mamzer. So the Masham wanted to come up with a solution how to be mad to these children. And he said, we know this principle, that there are some ways that Chazal uprooted, invalidated the original marriage. And if we'll invalidate the first husband's marriage, it will turn out that the second man's relations with her were not zanus, and then the children would not be mamzer. So the Rasham had a etza. If you go ahead, there's a Gemara in Masechta Gittin that the Gemara says that if somebody sends a get to his wife with a shliach, and then after he sent the shliach, he could be mevatel the shlichus. He could nullify that shlichus, that agent, and he can nullify that get, that may make that the sending of that get and will not be a good get. And later on, Rabbi Yamdiel Azalkin came along and said, nobody should go and nullify the shlichus of such a get, because if they do so, or at least with one aid, they should not go and just send one messenger after that messenger to nullify the get, because it's going to come out a big kilku. And the Gemara has a discussion what happens if somebody does so. According to one Adam in the Gemara, if somebody does so, what happens is that the get, the Gemara has machlokes bitloi mevutul, or a divrei Rabbi Yosef ben Leila ein yochel levad levlei leis vatanoi. So the Gemara in essence says that if he's mevatel that get, really the get will be a good get anyways. The lady will become mutter. If he tried to nullify the get, even though minat Torah it became nullified, nevertheless Chachamim would come according to one Ma'anam, and the Chachamim came along and said it's not nullified, and therefore the get will permit that lady. It will make her mutter l'shok. So the Gemara asks, how is that possible? How is it possible that minat Torah the get is not a get, and the Chachamim came along and said the get is a get? The Chachamim can't create the get. So the Gemara explains, after Inu Rabban on the Kiddush Mina, the same concept as we have in our Gemara, that if someone gave this get, even though Minat Torah the get is not a get, but nevertheless that lady will be mutter to everyone, because Chachamim turned his marriage, they invalidated his marriage from the beginning. If that he was mekadesh with money, they took that money and they were mafkir that money. If he married his wife with a ring, they took the ownership. They made that he no longer, that they uprooted, they retroactively took away the ownership of the husband's ring that he gave to his wife under the chuppah. They took it away from him, so it came out that when he gave, when that chosen gave the kala the ring under the chuppah, it wasn't really his ring, and therefore the kiddush in the marriage was really not, in essence, was not a marriage. In other words, to summarize, what comes out is like this. According to one man, Da'amim Misach Tegitin, if somebody will send a get to his wife, then send one person to follow that shliach, follow that messenger and nullify the get, and then the get will be given anyways. In such a case, the get really does not work minat Torah, but the Chachamim will be mevatel such a person's marriage. The Chachamim will, the rabbis will nullify the marriage of that individual retroactively from its start. So Tosis there asks a question. Hikshar Abinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, asks that if that's so, then any lady that ever had relations with another man while she was married should never get killed, because if she'll ever have relations, she'll be able to, if she's on good terms with her husband, she'll be able to have her husband write her a get with a shliach, have him nullify the get with one aid, then the Chachamim will take such a marriage and invalidate the marriage retroactively, and then it will come out that she was never married and she never violated the prohibition of having relations while being married. To that, Tosfos says, in one teret, we don't have to worry about such a thing. Tosfos says, we don't have to worry about such a thing, because as long as she's doing the right thing, as long as it works, we're not worried. If she's taka, if it's true that she comes out retroactively, she didn't do any issur, fine. We're not going to be concerned about it. That's one teretz of Tosfos. Later on, Tosfos has another teretz that in Ochanami, if Bezdin will realize that she purposely she did znus, she did the wrong thing, she did an avera, and they set up this whole get purposely in order to nullify the marriage retroactively, then Chachamim won't nullify the marriage retroactively. They'll only do it in a case where somebody was trying to give a get. He's not trying to uproot the marriage retroactively. He's just trying to give a simple get, and he grabbed it, nullified it, and then gave it anyways. Such a person, Chazal will uproot the marriage retroactively. Not somebody who's purposely trying to get out of a violation that they did. So says the Mashan, if we look at the two Terutzim of Tosfos, we could have a solution for this lady that mistakenly got remarried to another man. This lady is on good terms with her husband. Her husband came back. They'll both have interest in fixing up the mamzeres of these children. And the husband, the original husband, the first husband, could now give her a get, send her the get with a shliach, then nullify that shlichus with sending one aid, in front of one aid. And in such a case, we have that the Gemara says, according to Amar and Amar, that the marriage becomes uprooted retroactively. And if it's uprooted retroactively, then it will come out that there are no mamzerim. Tosfos says that it's not so simple that we can just uproot it. And Tosfos says that if so, it's going to come out that a lady that does nus will never get killed. So Tosfos said two terutzim. So one teretz was that Tosfos said it's not a problem, as long as it works. So then for sure it's okay. The other teretz of Tosfos was that where a person intends to make a project and violate and then just use it as a cover up for the avera that they did, so then with the whole intention of giving such a get and nullifying it, sending it with a shliach and nullifying it in order to nullify the whole marriage, then it doesn't work. Says the Masham, the only time Tosfos says it's not going to work when the intention is to nullify the marriage, that's only that's only when the lady is trying to cover up for a violation that she did. A lady did an aveira, so then Chazal won't go and uproot a kiddushin, won't uproot a marriage to save her. But a lady that was trying to do what was right, she followed the testimony of two witnesses. And Bezdin said, go get married. And now Bezdin says, okay, let's fix up your marriage. So then, in a chanami, who said that in such a case, even according to the second teretz of Tosfos, that the marriage won't become nullified retroactively? And therefore says, Masham, I have a way to fix up these mamzerim and make these mamzerim kosher. Came some dayanim of post World War II, and they wanted to use this marsham to fix up some mamzer. And that Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote a lengthy tshuva in Mincha Shlomo, and he argues and those dayan. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyevach, number one, if you look in that tshuva of the Masham, you see that the Masham ends off that it's halacha v'loy lemaisa. The Masham himself says that I don't rely on this. I'm writing a shtikel Torah, but it's not lehalacha. So therefore, says Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyevach, once he already said that it can't be used lehalacha, so I strengthen it. Certainly, nobody could rely and use this heter. And he goes with a lengthy tshuva to explain how there are so many reasons why this loophole is not really a loophole. There are so many tzadim that the cheshbon of the Masham is really not true, not accurate lahalacha, because there are many that disagree with this point and disagree with that point. And he says, the chas v'shalim, for anyone to go ahead and be matir with this mahalach of Afki Inri Rabban and the Kiddushi Mirai. And the truth is that even before the war, there was a tshuva of the Divrei Malkiel that discussed a similar concept. And I believe it just brings out there's a central theme between the Masham and the Mincha Shloime and the Divrei Malkiel. And the case was that there were some Rabbanim that wanted to set up a situation that they were worried that certain marriages, the wife would get married to someone else without a proper get. And they wanted to fix up the situation to catch the problem from the start, and they wanted to set up that these types of people that they are concerned about, that they'll get remarried without a proper get, such people should get married on a condition. They should make conditional marriages, and like this, their children at least won't be mamzer. And at that he brought down the Abitchak of Chan Inspector, one of the Gedoyli Ador, said that it's absolutely awesome to do such a thing. So there comes the Divrei Malkiel and he explains that it's impossible, as Lashon is, it's impossible that nowadays we could go ahead and make such loopholes to marriage. He says such a thing would cause a tremendous pritzus. People might come chas v'shalim to have laxity, to be makel and the is of eishes ish, when they see or know that in some situations kiddushin is able to become nullified. When people see that a kiddushin is able to be conditional, or has ways, even if it happens 1 in 10,000, but if people see that sometimes marriage can become nullified, that it brings a tremendous kalos that changes the people's whole perspective to what marriage is. And the way we are today, we can't allow such a thing. This, in essence, brings a central theme, what we have to think about when we go through Seder Nashim. As much as we have that the Gemara say in numerous places that Ki'inu Rabbanu LeKedushin Minei, we have our Gemara, somebody did something improperly, so the Chazal just blew away his whole, nullified his entire Kedushin. You have to realize that nowadays the Poskim went to the extreme edge never to go on that path. Because for us today, if we will see even 1 in 10,000 marriages that became nullified retroactively, we may have a callous, we may change our attitude to what marriage is. We have to realize that marriage is a brick wall, is an iron wall. There's nothing that will break it except for a death of the husband or a valid get, and this was the lesson, the message that the Gedolim showed us and acted with. They believed so strongly that they went so far, even if it's, they took the attitude that even if some people are going to wind up being mamzerim, we're not going to look for the kula, we're going to look for the tzad chumrah, because we can't go and allow people to feel that the attitude towards marriage is that it's something that's breakable. Marriage is something that is absolute. There's no way it will become nullified. The only way a lady will become mutter is only if she has a valid get or if the husband dies.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.